Prologue. Late July, 1878. The bell in Eastham's town church rang to announce the joining of Rachel Watterson and John Caden in marriage. Gertrude Watterson frowned as she watched Rachel marry. At 19 and her only daughter, Gertrude thought Rachel was too young to move away to the town of Last Chance with John. Mrs. Watterson watched through narrowed eyes as the young couple exchanged vows, knowing her daughter was likely making the biggest mistake of her life. John Caden was taking her beloved Rachel away from her and her family. A horse ranch? How ridiculous was that? Her daughter belonged in a comfortable home in town, not a dirty ranch. Rachel grew up in town and deserved to marry a man with a profession equal to her station in life. A slight smile crossed Mrs. Watterson's face when she saw Rachel glow with love and happiness. Perhaps she could convince the young couple to move to Eastham, and her husband could help John find a respectable job. The young couple loved each other, and if she could convince John he was not doing the best for Rachel, she might get him to give up that ranch. Yes, that's what she'd do. She'd give them a month or two for Rachel to discover how difficult life could be living on a ranch before convincing her husband to speak to John. When the preacher announced the couple as man and wife and introduced them to the congregation, Mrs. Watterson applauded with everyone else. She needed to give the appearance of a happy mother. Mrs. Watterson's somewhat good intentions of allowing the young couple some happiness before she interfered lasted only as long as Rachel enjoyed herself at the small reception. When Rachel approached her mother to say goodbye, all Mrs. Watterson's intentions disappeared, and a scowl crossed her face.
"I won't allow you to leave, Rachel," Mrs. Watterson insisted. "You're going to stay here in town and live a sensible life."
Rachel took in a deep breath and blew it out before she answered,
"Mother, we've had this discussion several times before. I'm not staying in Eastham. My life is with John in Last Chance. We're married. You can't expect me not to go with my husband."
"I do expect it, and I insist. Let me get your father. Perhaps he'll talk some sense into you. He certainly can convince John to stay here or go back to Last Chance alone," Mrs. Watterson said before she stormed off in search of her husband.
Rachel saw John and hurried to his side. She whispered,
"My mother is at it again, and she thinks she can get my father to insist that we, or at least I, stay here."
John took Rachel's hand. "We'll leave now. You're my wife, and I'll not have them do this to you. We have a home on the ranch in Last Chance, and no one is going to stop us." John helped Rachel into the carriage, and just as he seated himself next to her, a shot rang out behind them. Looking over their shoulders, Rachel and John saw Rachel's father with a gun in his hand hurrying toward them in the middle of the church field. Rachel began to cry and clung to John's arm.
"I'll stay if he threatens to hurt you."
"No, you won't," John insisted. "He isn't going to shoot me in front of all these witnesses." Mr. Watterson stormed up to the wagon, gun still in hand.
"What's this I hear from my wife that Rachel changed her mind and you're forcing her to leave? I'll shoot you right here and now, John Caden, if you so much as move that carriage an inch."
Rachel wiped her tears and said, "It isn't true, Papa. Mother wants me to stay, but I told her no. I'm going with John. He's my husband and I love him."
"What's all this about?" the pastor asked as he came up and stood beside Mr. Watterson.
Rachel explained, and the pastor did his best to calm Mr. Watterson. Mr. Watterson nodded and slipped his gun back in its holster.
"Go on, then leave now, but come back and visit your mother."
Rachel promised, removed her veil, and secured a light blue bonnet on her head, tucking in the loose strands of her dark ash blonde hair. As the wagon rolled away from the church, Rachel heard her mother shriek and said a silent prayer that her mother would accept her marriage to John.